Last Monday Wire, you might remember that I talked about the harmful Digital Communications Amendment Bill, which would make it illegal to post an intimate visual recording online without consent. The Justice Committees recently called for submissions, particularly from young people, to hear their thoughts on the bill. I interviewed Louisa Wall, the MP in charge of the bill, about why hearing from young people is important and her thoughts on the current state of consent education in Aotearoa.
It's a pleasure to talk to you about a piece of legislation I'm quite passionate about, and that's the Harmful Digital Communication Unauthorised Posting of Intimate Visual Recording Amendment Bill, colloquially known as the Revenge Porn Bill. And I actually submitted this into the ballot in November 2019 as part of the White Ribbon campaign globally and the International Day to Eliminate Violence Against Women and Girls. And so for me, the origins of the bill are really important because what it essentially is doing is making a statement about image-based sexual abuse or unauthorised posting of intimate visual recordings and saying that if any posting occurs without the consent of the person who's in that image, then it should be treated as a sex crime, and that consent is vital because otherwise it obviously leads to some harmful consequences for the person who's in that image, and particularly their mental health, and that's what the evidence has shown us, that the detrimental effects of sharing these images, usually done by previous partners, so 95% of the victims in terms of image-based sexual abuse are women. And obviously of interest to me has been the voices of young people within the phenomenon of sharing images of each other. I found out through some research that a person called Paulette Benton Craig has done. She's a professor at the University of Auckland. That basically there's a lot of sharing of intimate images, and there's a lot of coercion and pressure for young people to share these images with one another. And also because of the use of technology, it's become a way of people letting each other know that they're interested in them. So from a young person's perspective, I think what I've been hoping to achieve is their awareness that once these images have been taken and once they've been shared, then basically they can go anywhere and everywhere. And it's been quite horrifying to be informed that there's over 3,000 porn sites where people can upload these types of images for other people to access.
How are you managing submissions, particularly from young people that may report abuse?
There is a process through the select committee for people to give private evidence, which means that they are anonymous and that their details won't be released to the public. But it does provide a mechanism for their submissions to be received and considered by the select committee. And we have had people contact us regarding that opportunity. We are wanting to hear from as many people as possible. And the reality of this piece of legislation, the Harmful Digital Communications Act's been around since 2015. And it did envisage that people may use digital technology in a harmful way. But what it did was set a threshold that was too high. So at the moment, if you share an image of somebody else in a compromised sexual position, the law states that you have to prove that the person who shared that image did so to harm you, and then you have to prove, if you're the victim, the actual harm that was done to you. And so the thresholds are too high, and essentially what this bill says is that sharing someone else's intimate visual recording images is in and of itself harmful if they do not give consent. And so you may have consented to the image being taken in the first place. You may have consented to then sharing it with someone else, but it doesn't give that person the right to then share it with anybody else unless they've got your explicit consent to do so. And so under this bill, if you do that going once the bill becomes law, then essentially it will be a sex crime and there will be a punishment of up to 3 years in jail or a $50,000 fine.
Some experts have called for increased education and legislation surrounding consent in general, offline as well as online. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, I absolutely agree. And in fact, that's what I emphasised during the my rebuttal. I got a 5-minute rebuttal when we had the first reading debate in the House. My intention is not to criminalise people. My intention is to use the law to help educate people and to say to people that if you're going to do this, you have to understand that it's a sex crime and it will attract a criminal offence that could affect you for the rest of your life. But I want young people to start thinking about the phenomenon of sharing these intimate images of themselves and understand that if there is an image of you, it could be around forever on particular platforms that you may not know about, or recordings of yourself having in a sexually compromised position with someone else being shared and on these platforms. And under the law now, if you share that image, obviously it's going to be a criminal offence, which is the proposition in my bill. But what I really want people to think about is sharing these images in the first place, and there needs to be a reset and a readjustment for our young people in thinking that sharing these images is normal and that they're safe in doing so, because obviously they're not safe. And if these images get in the wrong hands and or they become publicly available, the consequences to a number of the victims of this crime have been quite debilitating for them. And in one instance, there has been a suicide. I don't believe that's been in New Zealand, but in other jurisdictions, it certainly led to depression, a feeling of helplessness because of the breach of trust, of confidence, of someone's privacy. And also the harassment that has followed when names and addresses of people have been put on website, on porn sites without their permission. And there have been stalkings of people who have found themselves in this situation.
Some experts have also said that the term revenge porn can be quite harmful and shaming, particularly towards women. Should we be referring to this as a form of sexual abuse when images are posted online without consent?
Oh, absolutely. And I think you would have seen in my speech to the House, I called it image-based sexual abuse, which is the term that academics have coined. I think revenge porn has got the tag so that people understand what it is, because a lot of motivation for the people who share unauthorised postings of intimate visual recordings have been based on revenge, because they're usually by the partner or the previous partner, so there's been a breakup in a relationship, and it's the men in those relationships that choose to do this to shame and harm the woman, which is why the revenge aspect has been emphasised. But actually, image-based sexual abuse is way, from my perspective, more appropriate, because it is a form of sex crime, and from when my bill goes through, it will be a criminal offence. And I do want to emphasise that I do have the full support of the Parliament. So it was a bill that went through unanimously. And if you read the Hansards, very well supported by the National Party, the ACT Party and the Green Party. And I did have support from the Māori Party, although they didn't participate in the debate on the night.
Is the focus intended to be on consent and reshaping the narrative about consent, or are you more concerned about discouraging people from sharing nude imagery at all?
It's very much about consent as a primary principle. And then secondly, it's about making people aware that in consenting to sharing their images, that these images can be around for the rest of their lives, because of the digital platforms that now exist. So I want people to be a lot more informed about the decisions they're making. So there is an element of self-responsibility, which is why, for me, the consent aspect is fundamental. If people choose to have these images created, they choose for them to then be shared and on shares, then that is their choice. I'm not anti-porn per se, and in fact that has been the question. What about if people consent? Well, if people consent, we actually don't have a problem. My problem and the problem that we currently have is that people aren't consenting, and the way that people are interacting with these images is actually harmful for the person in those images when they haven't consented. They don't know where they've been shared, they don't know who has seen them, and I know there have been instances where somebody's parents have seen this type of recording. Their children have seen these types of recording. It becomes incredibly embarrassing, and it leads to social debilitation. And as I said before, there have been instances where people do self-harm, and unfortunately there has been a suicide. So this is an incredibly serious issue. But for me, it's also an issue about the depiction of women, the value of women in our society, and making sure that we're fully in control of our bodies, our images, and the decisions that we make about sharing our bodies and the images of our bodies. And if we're not in control of that, then it's wrong, and this bill will make it clear. And unless you have the woman's consent, then you can't post them. I do have to say that there is an element where men are affected by unauthorised posting of intimate visual recordings, and the 5% of men who have been caught, mostly it's to do with online intimacies and them being caught in compromised positions, and there's a phenomenon called sextortion. So then there have been attempts to derive more money from these people, and the corollary is if they don't pay up, then they're going to share the images of them on online platforms.
And what are the next steps in terms of the education that is available, particularly for young people, to encourage them to be safe online without also shaming them?
That's a really good question, and I've had conversations with Martin Cocker, who is the CEO of NetSafe, and he's very aware of these issues. I know the previous Minister of Internal Affairs, Tracy Martin, started a big education campaign around how young people are accessing the internet and the role of pornography in terms of sex education in New Zealand, which has been continued on with by the Minister of Internal Affairs, Jan Tinetti. So this is a component that I hope the Select Committee will make some recommendations on. I do think there is scope for some amendments to the bill as has been proposed to the Parliament, and that the role of education and ensuring that our young people are aware of this particular crime is really important.